Welcome everyone to our new summer series, Thought Girl Summer. We're telling stories of these girls thoughting it up because we know they ain't shit, Drex. These girls ain't shit.
Yeah, and ain't nobody ripping these hoes either. For those of you keeping score at home, free Bill Cosby.
Yeah,
shout out.
Bill Cosby is free.
Yep, shout out to Bill.
Yes.
Yeah, shout out to Mr. Huxtable.
So we actually brought us, we've brought a recurring guest into the studio. Please welcome Miss J Love to the studio audience. So, Miss J Love, say hi.
Hey, everybody.
So you have some stories to tell.
I do have some stories to tell.
So Drex, why don't you tell everyone what Thought Girl Summer is all about before we do the story?
Well, I came up with this idea after we had our hit series, The 12 Days of Thoughtmas. Because, as you guys know, over the past year, we're looking at about 14, 15, 16 months, depending on where you live. These girls have been stuck inside the house. And they have been itching to scratch that thought itch, right? And so what ended up happening is a lot of them started OnlyFans, 40 million new subscriptions between March and April last year, right? These girls were no bars, no clubs, where did they go to thought it up? There were no concerts. Nothing was open. So everyone had to stay inside. It was easy for a lot of guys out there because all they had to do was just play video games and watch porn and go to work. The women had nothing to do. Nowhere to show off all their hair and nails because the salons were closed. So they couldn't do the shit anyway, right? So now that, you know, women are primarily the ones getting the vaccine, right? So they got the jab. They are ready to get out and about. And you guys remember the Roaring 20s? History repeats itself. So over 100 years ago when we had, you know, the Spanish flu and all that, right? That gripped the general consciousness. And the Roaring 20s hits when, after people got back out of the house, they were thotting it up. Now here we are 100 years later, about to do the same shit. I want these hoes to get ran through all summer. I want body counts in the triple digits, Tim. I don't want any girl out there to have a double-digit body count this summer. I want triple digits. I want nothing but thought girl summer stories. We even got a special guest that J-Love is going to eventually bring on that worked underneath her. A special, special guest.
Well, hang on. The phrasing, first of all.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
How literal are we talking about when we say worked underneath?
Oh, no. You're talking about B, right?
Yep.
Yep. So I am a supervisor and I have staff that works underneath me, obviously. And I had a conversation with him in regards to true life thoughtness girls and the stuff that they do. Like, they'll break up with their boyfriend at 2 and fucking somebody else by 4.
And he's got some real stories. J-Love, and we're not going to spoil it because, you know, we're going to have him on to tell you guys a story. But let's just say he has an impressive roster for his Thought Girl Summer story.
Varsity basketball team.
I said don't spoil it. God damn.
I'm sorry. My bad. I didn't even hear that part.
He's going to come on and tell you guys about some real shit, man, because I just don't want these guys having hope. I'm tired of hearing guys have hope out there. And it's, as you know, God Almighty has put me on earth to kill off all hope and destroy the family court. So I'm going to see to it that no guy out there has hope. I don't want them saying, but Drex, she's different. No.
I wasn't, my trigger finger wasn't ready, but I do have this.
Well, at least you can get that.
So Drex, you can go yourself. You.
That's funny.
I mean, is that the same thing that CD had in his mouth when he was about to suck some? Damn, you're supposed to. I mean, he ain't gay just because I suck from time to time. Oh, Tim.
We have gone so far off the rails.
Hey, Tim, what do you mean? How does a man's taste? It tastes like. Yeah, buddy.
Now
that's why I like. There's so many people to troll, but J-Love, we are going to fly all the way to a whole nother country with a different people, but those people came here to the U.S. of A., and you have some Liberian thought stories, so go ahead and take us away. Bring us home, girl.
Oh, yes. So I'll start with the one that's like, it's a married couple. And the husband tends to drink and start talking crap. And so we were in Cincinnati last week for 5 days. And they decided to go out to this bar. And when they came back, he had taken video while he was at the bar. And what's super funny is his wife is like super upset about this video. But then when he showed us the video, it's girls between the ages of 21 to maybe 25. They're half naked, half their ass cheeks are hanging out, and they wanted to go home with the basketball dads. And so I'm dying laughing. And then the wife is getting in her feelings about it, and they get into this big, huge, like, argument about it. And then, like, it's just crazy to look at it. And I'm like, and I'm telling his wife, like, you don't understand. This is normal. Like, I didn't see anything wrong with it. I don't see anything wrong with it. There are thoughts everywhere. And she's like, but still, he's married. I'm like, oh, Jesus. So the next night, after all that, later on that day, that night, he comes back downstairs talking about he got his balls back because she finally calmed down about this experience at, it's just a random nightclub. It was just a normal random nightclub on a Friday night. And I'm cracking up laughing because I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, that's what these girls do. And she, and the wife was like, no, they're not like that. I'm like, oh, yes, they are. I mean, they barely had shirts to cover themselves, ass cheeks hanging out, shaking it, like the whole works. And I'm like, this is like normal. I mean, it's kind of amped up since COVID, but literally half naked. So it's definitely interesting. So that brings me into the Liberian girl. So I ended up at a high school graduation party, and there is a girl that's there, and half her butt cheeks are hanging out. Her shirt's really short. So I turned to my friend and I'm like, hey, is she pregnant? And she's like, no, I asked her like 6 or 7 times. I'm like, okay, are you sure? She's like, yeah. And so as the night's going on, you're watching her drink multiple drinks, taking edibles. And this Liberian girl decides to sit down next to a pastor, the pastor's husband, and two other older Liberian women. And a song comes on, and she gets up and starts twerking. Now, the old man is, like, looking at her like, oh, snap. Like, let's get it and try not to be all out there because of the girl, and his wife is sitting kitty corner. So his wife is eyeballing him across the driveway. And I mean, she's literally shaking it. Now, mind you, I'm like telling my friend, like, this girl has to be pregnant. Like, there's no way she's not. Like, you can tell. And within 5 minutes, the Liberian, like the one Liberian lady started telling her, like, you shouldn't be doing that. It's not appropriate. This is a high school graduation. You know, you should be wearing clothes that cover yourself. And she's like, whatever, whatever. And then finally, one of the ladies turns to her and says, are you pregnant? And initially, she said no. And she's like, are you sure? How old are you? And she's like, I'm 22. And they're like, yeah, right. You're not 22. And she's like, how old are you really? So the girl finally confesses that she is pregnant. And she's like 20. I think she said she was 20. And they still were arguing with her about that. In the meantime, I mean, she's shaking it in front of everybody on just straight thought girl shit. Her man, or I'm sorry, her acquaintance, or whatever you want to call him, the girl sits down and then she walks away and then he follows her and she never comes back. But when you're sitting there watching the perception, like there's a time and a place for everything, but it can't stop a thought girl from doing thought girl shit. Like, it just can't. And I mean, part of you is like, okay, well, not the right timing. But then the other part of me is like, this is kind of everyday normal life shit. Like, this is what these girls are doing now. And the older women were talking about, I don't know what's happened to this world. Like, these girls are just showing everything, all out there doing all types of random stuff. And I'm like, this is normal. This is not new news to the rest of us.
What is it that you think about older people that they don't fully understand this new generation? Do you think the generational thing has... let me ask you this. Generational and cultural, how much do you think that plays a part in how wide the gap is between those older Liberians and these modern thoughts?
I think it plays a huge role because the older, like I said, I mean, one of them was a pastor and her husband. And these couples have been married a very long time. They didn't see that growing up. And one of the biggest complaints that I hear consistently from the older generation, even cultural, because a lot of cultural stuff comes back to, like, these are how you were raised. This is what you're supposed to do. Stay with one person. All of them say the same thing. There's too many options and nobody ever wants to put in the work. So I think those older couples and people watching this younger girl, they're absolutely disappointed in where they were when they were that age to where they are now. And so it plays a huge role. I mean, they started talking about these girls showing up to family get-togethers and they're half naked. And they're like, this doesn't make any sense to me. When we were younger, you would dress up for this stuff. You would, you know, get all set and ready to go and go about your business. But now it's just half naked. I mean, there was another girl that showed up, a Liberian girl, 17 years old, just graduated and had a two-month-old baby with her.
So you're saying these Liberians have also swallowed the Western culture, the feminist culture of, you know, free love, free sex, go out, do your thing, do your thought girl summer, every season.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of the Liberian girls that I know are kind of kicking it up a notch, but then again, so is German Shepherds. So are white girls. So is a lot of that. It's that generational from age 16 up to, you know, early 20s. I mean, it's all, they've been shown this on TV. They idolize this crap and then they go out and they do it. And then they can't understand why they're being judged when they go out and they do it, because there's, like I said, a time and a place for it all.
What about the boys? How did you notice any behavior out of the boys that struck you, that are watching this kind of behavior?
What's interesting is the younger group of boys that were there weren't even necessarily paying these girls no mind. They were just off doing their own thing, eating and walking around and just not really paying attention to it. Almost like they didn't see it because it happens all the time. Now that older generation is like, whoa, what is this? Am I at a strip club? No, just a high school graduation, you know? So there's definitely a tune that's a little bit different. I know from my kids and then even my staff that are in that 18 to 21 year old, they're like, they just want to make money, smash and keep it moving and not entertain all the other stuff. But the stories I hear on a daily basis about these thought girls, like they get run through by a whole group of friends.
Yep. Daily.
Daily.
When we have your apprentice on, your young Padawan learner, I can't wait for him to come on and go into depth, because I think the biggest thing that's going to show how widespread and far reaching this is I want all ethnicities on this show. I want all age groups on this show, because now I want you to think about this for a second, J-Love. What happens when the same people who have criticized me for saying I make all this up, or it's just the people that I'm around, blah, blah, what happens when every single guest on this show comes from a different demographic, right? Oh, I come from this ritzy white area, predominantly white area. This person comes from the inner city, right? This person comes from the Latino community. What happens when every single person is saying the exact same thing? Do you believe that the naysayers will no longer be able to be in denial about the body, like these body counts? From what you've heard, what have been the body counts of some of these chicks, these young girls?
I mean, 40, 50 people before they hit their senior year. So you're talking between the age of 15 to 17. Some of them, it's more than that. It all depends if they have other stuff going on the side. I mean, when you think about how these girls, even when I ask my sons about it, like, they're like, this is normal. Like, this, they're almost desensitized to that because it's become a normal thing.
And believe me, 14 is not the start of it, Drex. 14 was the start of it when we were in school.
Yeah.
You know what? Honestly, I'll be completely real with you guys. When I was in middle school, the only people that had sex other than, like, you know, every school has like the one thought, right? I'm going to be completely honest. I only heard of a couple of people and they were in like actual relationships. I shit you not. There was no, and I would have heard it, right?
It was a big deal too.
Yeah. It would have been a huge, being a thought back in the 90s would have gotten you ostracized. Like, you, cause you would be called a hoe. And I can assure you guys, the only people that I heard having sex at all were in full on long-term relationships. Like, I'm talking like, right, you know, same couple was together for like 2 years. They were dating at 14, and somewhere between 14 to like 16, 17, they became sexually active. Yeah. But there was no such thing as hookups. Remember, this is before dating apps, before the internet. None of that existed. And here we are now.
I was talking to my buddy the other day. He's got a 12-year-old son. And his son has a TikTok account. I was like, what the fuck do you need a TikTok account for? I asked the question even though I knew what the answer was. And it's because all his classmates are on there twerking.
Mm-hmm.
At you said age 12, right?
12.
Well, I know a girl personally that I knew her brother very well. I coached him many years. And she got kicked out of the high school because she was giving head in the lunchroom at 13 years old as a freshman. In the lunchroom. And this was
I just want to be popular and respected.
I mean, I guess she took Shrek's words literally.
I call a spade a spade, man.
When he was in eighth grade, so he graduated last year. When he was in eighth grade, there was 5 girls that were pregnant in eighth grade.
Damn. That's
12-year-olds.
Beat it up, seat it up, delete it up. I'll tell you, man, I love hearing these stories because...
Slightly unrelated...
Oh, what's that?
Slightly unrelated. So that's what the girls are doing. That's what the girls are doing at 12. But Drex, what are the boys doing at 12? Well, they're all just playing video games.
Playing video games.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, all the boys are just playing video games. That's what my buddy's son is doing. He's like, I girls have cooties. I just want to play video games.
Yeah, I'm over it.
All right, well.
Hey, J-Love, I have a question for you.
But there is. Bad girls. The 12-year-old girls are twerking. The 12-year-old boys are all diagnosed with ADHD.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let that sink in.
All of them. Okay. You know, my buddy's telling me, we'll just call him A. A's telling me that, I got to go get my son's prescription renewed. He's like, wait, what? This is news to me. Like, I've known A for 8 years now. This is news to me. But he got diagnosed with ADHD. So I asked his son, I said, how many other kids in your school have ADHD? And he's, you know, you can see the gear turning in his head and he starts counting them. He's like, oh, all the boys.
Yep. Drug them up.
You know what ADHD is, Drex? ADHD is nature's way of telling you that no boy is supposed to sit in a classroom for 8 hours a day being lectured by a thought that doesn't know anything.
No.
Well, and they have all the female teachers. You have these middle school teachers and these high school teachers that are barely 23, 24, just graduated college, coming in.
Who are fucking all the boys, by the way.
Yeah, coming in with their short shirts, tight clothes, whatever, and they're supposed to be teaching in class, and all these boys are like, oh, snap, you know what I can do to this girl? I mean, they're all hitting puberty at that age, so that is an interesting dynamic to actually look at in regards to that, because... I mean, my son would come home and tell me he has a crush on his teacher, and I just bust up laughing. It's not like I had a crush on my teacher 20 years ago. Like, the girls 20 years ago, they would have a crush on the gym teacher that was, like, in his 40s and super muscular and, like, alpha male and couldn't understand why. Now it's a completely different thing. They'll have a crush on their teacher and then smash the teacher.
Yeah. Yeah, because, the teacher needs to get the validation, you know?
Yeah.
Now, J-Lo, let me ask you this question when it comes to the guys, because, you know, these girls are young and getting ran through. So if the girls are 12 and they're getting ran through, but the boys are playing Fortnite, that can only mean one thing. Who's smashing these 11 and 12 year old girls?
Older boys.
I knew that was coming.
Yep.
Older boys.
Yep. Because
older boys, 16.
Now, Drex, that was a thing 15. When I was growing up, too. There were girls who were always, high school girls who were like, oh, I have a 21-year-old boyfriend. And that always made you do a double take, right? It was like, wait, what the fuck?
Okay, I gotta be fair. I think I only saw that maybe senior year. Maybe. I'm going to be completely honest.
That's a lie.
No.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. In my school, primarily, now remember, notice what I said, dating, right? I said dating.
Right.
Dating college guys. Now, if they were out there just getting smashed by college guys going to college parties, that's a whole different story by the time you got to, you know, the later years of high school, right? But in terms of dating, I can assure you, I would have known that too. And I don't really remember the girls, because I'm telling you, our era was like, that was it. That was the end of the end. That was the last time that kids were disciplined at all. That was the last time people got whooped. That was the last time that you were called out for thought behavior, right? That was it.
And I was a late bloomer in that regard, because the town I grew up in is very strictly religious. You could honor kill girls in my town for that kind of shit.
Yeah, it was the end of the era. Like, that was literally the end of an era. Like,
it really was. When I was in high school, I mean, I always tried to think I was older. I was 16 hanging out college campuses. Like, I worked downtown Miami, and my husband was supposed to stay at the apartment that they rented, but he was never there. So here I am, 16 years old, with free reign to do anything I wanted to do.
But you can also look the part. Like, that's the thing about a 16-year-old girl, is she can go onto a college campus, not look out of place.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way for a 16-year-old boy. Yeah. Most guys don't look the part.
Boys look 14 until they're 20.
And then when they click over, they just become men overnight. Like,
damn.
Like I've told J-Love about that. I've seen her boys grow up, and all of a sudden, they have man voices, right? They had a kid voice,
yep.
And then, hey, mom, what the hell? Like, when did this happen? Like,
well, they came into my room.
I was just
laughing, and Drex was like, how many men you got in your room? I'm like, it's just my kids.
Yeah, it flips that quick. Oh, and speaking of which, we also have to let J-Love out with this one, since before we head her out. J-Love, we forgot to include you on an episode for Father's Day. I did a special tribute. But to be included in this Thought Girl Summer series, you have to describe your illustrious father and what life was like growing up with him back in the day and what he was doing to help,
because
he is a character, ladies and gentlemen. So buckle in.
My dad was what you would call a Rolling Stone. My dad was in the lifestyle. My dad was married 4 times with 9 children. My dad, he literally was an old school, like, Rolling Stone. He would get books. So back in the day when he was in his prime, he was still in his prime when he passed, but he would get books sent to his house. And these books would list out women, their addresses, their measurements, and a picture. And you would call him on the landline phone and schedule time. And my dad would drive all over the United States to go meet these women. And, like, now that would never fly. But back then, that's what he would do. My dad wore cowboy boots and I would call them, like, Daisy Duke shorts, but that ages me. But he would have the short cutoff blue jean shorts. And he lived life to the fullest. He would go to swingers parties. He cheated on his wives. Like, he, my dad is the same person that got with his first wife. She's 23, ends up getting her pregnant. And then the she has the first baby. She gets pregnant again. Now they need a babysitter. And my dad started smashing the babysitter and got her knocked up. So I have two siblings that are 3 months apart. So he literally a rolling stone. Like, my question to my dad, like, I wish, like, he's not here anymore, but if he was here, my question to him would be, why get married then, Dad? Like, why even do all that extra? Why don't you just live and smash? Because there was, back then, there was a whole underground world of the lifestyle and swingers and all of that, that people didn't, it's not like now where you can make a phone call and be at a swingers party, right? Back then, it was like this underground world that nobody really knew about, but it was there. And it was just, you had to get vetted for and vouched for. And, you know, they just didn't let people come into that lifestyle. So it was definitely a different entity. But I mean, my dad loved women, and any opportunity he got, he was handling business.
You know what? You know what's so beautiful about your father is there's a large contingency of bitch made simps in real life and on the internet who keep thinking that there's this mythical period in American history known as the 1950s where everything was perfect and women were loyal and the men were loyal and everything was just honky dory, right? And I'm here to tell you, as your father would tell you, J Love. How much infidelity do you believe was going on back then?
I think, honestly, I think my dad would tell me there'd be a lot.
Yep.
It was an unspoken rule. Your wife was at home raising the kids, cooking and handling business at home, and he was working late or overnight trips. Because the stories my dad would tell me, like, I would sit back and I would just laugh. And then as the years have gone on, I'm like, damn. It all makes sense now. When I was younger, I didn't fully understand it. But now I'm like, holy crap. Like, he wasn't wrong about what he was saying.
Well, you made it, you, from what you told me about your dad, is that I know the situation that he was in. When you, I mean, he was basically, he's Chad. Just the black guy is called Tyrone. Like,
yeah.
When you're well endowed, you are in high demand in the lifestyle. And according to you, your dad was smashing broads literally all over the country.
Yes. And I know, so this is kind of funny, but after passed, after my dad passed and we were cleaning out his house, my dad was a welder. He was like the old school plumber. He did everything, right? He knew everything. He was the old school handyman. But when we were in his basement and we were looking through his metal crap, there was he did a metal, like, mold of him holding his junk. And I'm like, oh my God. And my brother's cracking up laughing. I'm like, well, now I know why he's smashing bitches all over the place. And my brother's like, oh Jesus. I'm like, well, we know why now. Like, yeah. I mean, he lived his life like how he had it, married four times. He had women everywhere. My mom used to tell me stories about all the women, and they would just throw themselves at my dad. And when I was a teenager, I'm like, I don't understand. Again, now that I'm older, I'm like, oh, it all makes sense.
Now, J Love, can you tell the guys?
Call it.
Can you tell the guys something that I've told them? Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, if you're being completely unbiased, he's not your dad. What rating would you give your dad on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of attractiveness? In his prime.
My dad was very good looking and my dad is an alpha and just a sweet talker, schwoozer. Even in his 60s, like, you're standing next to him and he's hitting on girls that are like 23 and they're giving him his phone number. I'm like,
yep.
Come on, Dad. Like, seriously. So, yeah, I mean, I can only imagine. I used to hear all kinds of stories about him.
The reason why the fuck train has no brakes. No. Men can literally like your dad has the same mentality I had, the same mentality Genghis Khan and Will Chamberlain had, which is you will fuck bitches all over this world until literally your dying breath. Because that's what, do you know, that's how men are actually designed. That's literally men's biology, is to do exactly that, right?
Yep.
Only societal rules and religion holds that in check, right? Because left to their own devices, guys are like, yeah, I'll just go around and smash. They're not going to commit to any of them. Simps are the cleanup men that come in and start committing. Oh my God, I know you have five kids by five men, but I just want to come in and be that man. Get the fuck out of it. Nope.
I mean, so, if you think about it, my dad was 37 and my mom was 18 when she met him.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Let that sink in. And in your dad, when he was going out smashing these chicks, did he ever say how many of them were in relationships or cheating or married that the husband knew or didn't know? Most of them were in relationships, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, I mean, he never really talked about it because he's like, I'm going to handle it and go about my day. I mean, I can remember as a kid watching some of my, and I know he was smashing some of my mom's friends when I reflect back now. Like, my mom's girlfriends were in relationships, but yet they would be super chummy with my dad. And I'm like, as a kid, you're just like, oh, they must be really good friends. And my parents, and this is where, like, I would ask my mom about it. She still hasn't confessed to me, but they used to do what was called a Daytona 500, where all their friends would come over to my parents' house. The kids had to be gone for the weekend and they would drink, and they supposedly they just drink and partied it up. But I'm thinking, like, as an adult now, like, I think it was a lifestyle party.
It was. Oh, and did your dad ever tell you about the gnomes out front and all the other symbols that you know that you're dealing with swingers?
He never did tell me that, no.
That was huge back in the day. Because they like you said, they were, so basically, like you said, they were dealing with women out of catalogs. Janet Mason is a porn star, a MILF porn star, who has talked about that, what swinging used to be in the old days. And it's exactly what you just said about your dad. I've told people for years, J-Love, that this is how human beings have been since the dawn of time. People keep on thinking there's all these like mythical, mystical eras where people were monogamous, but no, they weren't. They were always doing orgies and fuck shit and infidelity since the dawn of time.
Yep,
I'm just real about it.
All right, let's get Miss J-Love out of here. These are supposed to be shorts, right?
Yeah, I know. This will be like the outtakes.
Long conversation. We should have a episode of
long and hard and ribbed for her pleasure.
Well, I mean, J Loves is like her its own episode now. I mean, this is like enough for a full episode.
there's some stuff that I got to cut out because we got sidetracked because we took forever to actually get started.
Oh yeah. Well, all the main stories and J Loves' dad, who is a now deceased legend, but. May he rest in power.
I'll give you absolutely
rest in power, King.
Yep. And props. I'm here so I can tell him.
Right. J Love's dad and his massive fucking.
Oh, this is what you guys pay to see and hear, man.
Yeah,
you
this was the $10. I hope you guys got your money's worth.
I hope you guys get your money's worth when you're here, man. We tell the real shit because there's too many people on YouTube and everywhere that just give you this watered down version of they got to use all these euphemisms and bust that thing wide open and go ahead and tell how your dad was packing his suitcase before he went in and was smashing.
Yep.
Anyways, buddy. Miss Jayla, thank you very much for coming in and telling your stories.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much for coming in.
And that's all we got for this episode of Thought Girl Summer. Drex, closing thoughts.
There are no thoughts. J-Lo's dad smashed them all.
Kids are out here thoughting it up.
Yeah. I wish we could resurrect your dad and let him smash these new era of thoughts because he'd enjoy it.
Okay, so Miss J Love's dad is going to be called. Let's call him Papa Giant.
That works.
Oh, this is too much fun. Right. But J Love, we appreciate you coming in. If you want to hang back and listen to our main man, Mr. Lexmas, is about to come on. He's going to tell some. Thought Girl Summer Stories straight from the U.S. military.
Sounds like a plan.
A tear thought. Let's fucking do it.
All right, I'm just going to put a break in the recording. I need a moment of silence. Drex, let's have a moment of silence for Papa Giant.
You know, Tim, we really do get an in over here, man.